First story, U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive action to pull back from the negotiating process of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Here's what all that means. First, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. It's a controversial international trade deal involving 12 countries located around the Pacific Rim. It's supposed to encourage more trade, more business between them, partly by getting rid of tariffs, taxes on certain goods that countries import. Former President Barack Obama, who helped negotiate the TPP, said it'd be good for American workers. But critics and some U.S. lawmakers disagreed. They said the partnership could lead to more U.S. manufacturing jobs moving overseas. And while he was on the campaign trail, Mr. Trump had promised to withdraw from the TPP.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is another disaster, done and pushed by special interests.
The deal was not final. It needed to be ratified by Congress, and Congress had not done that under President Obama. Many Democrats were against the TPP, and though many Republicans initially supported it, some backed away from it over time. The election of President Trump signaled to the other nations involved that the TPP probably wouldn't go through. Another international trade deal that candidate Trump campaigned against was NAFTA. That deal was finalized years ago. But as president, Mr. Trump is now moving to renegotiate it. He's blamed NAFTA for hurting American manufacturing jobs, but some leading Republican lawmakers say pulling out of NAFTA could hurt businesses across the U.S.